the last game of the season, Prof. Can't hold back. Mr. Coach Klein, you got your manhood. You got your manhood. Paul George, you got your manhood. You got your manhood. You led those Clippers over the Jazz in their home stadium. That's some high quality basketball.
You're playing basketball, folks.
He got a basketball on his hand last night. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Debate Amongst Friends. Doc here. Right next to that guy over there. You know him, the Professor John A. Gotti, the cleaner. The man who went clean sweep on the NBA awards, including the Rookie of the Year, which I'm surprised they gave to LaMelo, but you, sir, were not.
I'm not. Because I am.
He did dominate. He did. Machine. No, he definitely did well. He did good. I'm surprised they didn't give it to Edwards, but no, I don't know.
LaMelo was the only consistent one of the three rookies.
Well, I don't know how much it came down to the injuries, because I know LaMelo was out, and I believe Anthony Edwards might have been out, and maybe that's why they didn't give it to him. But it says it right here. Despite missing 21 games, LaMelo Ball voted NBA's Rookie of the Year. And maybe its impact, maybe Anthony Edwards dunking on folks just wasn't enough. That's what people care about.
Nothing.
To you and to me, that means absolutely nothing. But for the people out there that whoever's doing these voting, they care about dunks. They care about threes. They care about dribbling. They don't care about who's scoring the most points. They don't care about who's getting more rebounds, who's playing the best defense. They care about the name.
So, the name. Doc, I didn't know if you had a chance to look at the breakdown of the voting, because you know that's what I do. I gotta figure out how they voted this whole thing. So Hal Burton, another person that you said could probably win it, maybe had a puncher's chance. Yeah, didn't get the first place vote.
None.
Anthony Edwards only got 15, and LaMelo got 34.
That's so crazy.
To say LaMelo was gonna win this is an understatement.
But do we think it was that much of a landslide, though? Based on their play. Not based on their play. I didn't feel like it should
it was
been
that much of a landslide, but think about it like this, though. Outside of a few outliers, the Rookie of the Year has already been determined after the draft.
You think the draft is what really
started it? Yes. Then all they had to do is just be consistent enough and they'll win the award.
See, that still doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make it right.
But I mean, I'm trying to figure out what it is. But the fact
that we almost had Zion win it last season.
and that's where it gets kind of tricky. Yeah,
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, but you let me know. I mean, honestly, I think it's going to come down to, and you know me, I usually think it comes down to points, personally. Mm-hmm. But in this situation, obviously, LaMelo Ball had, I guess, two more rebounds per game, three more assists per game. Anthony Edwards had almost four more points per game, obviously playing in those extra 20 games.
Helped that.
I guess looking at it, I could see, looking at the numbers, I would have expected it to be closer. But I guess the five, almost six rebounds and six assists a game really is what they were looking at, I assume. But if this is the case for the Rookie of the Year, I stand by what I said in regards to the MVP. If we're looking at everything, you got to throw Luka a little higher. You got to throw some of these other players a little higher. I just wanted to be consistent.
And that's what's going to continue to be missing in these awards.
I just wanted to be consistent, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, we have an award for the person who scored the most points. We already have
scoring
that.
Title. We do. Scoring title. Which the scoring champ usually doesn't win MVP.
Thank you.
It's very rare. Very rare.
Because the scoring champ this year was Bradley Beal.
Right. And it was a couple of people chasing them. But it's like, who cares about scoring champion when, number one, most of the time your team isn't playing well. Your assists aren't high. You know, you're not playing team basketball. Like, I think scoring champion nowadays doesn't mean what it used to. It doesn't mean what it used to. Scoring champs used to lead their teams to championships. But now they're just scoring a whole bunch of points.
Yep.
You know, big fish, small pond in it. Kevin Love.
I saw you there. That's
good. But let's get to these games yesterday. We had the Los Angeles Clippers without Kawhi Leonard travel to Utah.
No. We got to do the first game. We have to do
Well, I already went with Kawhi. That's why
You're right.
Yeah, okay. I went with Coach Klein.
You're right. Let's keep it grooving as the Kawhi-less